It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, Mike. Good morning.
Now you got right. George and Craig here.
I'm sorry.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Because both teams were west of the Mason-Dixon.
By a wheels-off comment.
The Mason-Dixon runs east and west.
Oh.
Or technical meltdown.
I'm sorry?
What?
What'd you say, sir? I didn't understand that.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
All right, it's brought to us by TexasDirectAuto.com. Giorgio is out again today with the flu. He, of course, is the keeper of the emergency break of the week. I am the backup keeper of the emergency break of the week, which is a really tough job because I have to prepare each week as though I'm going to present it. And so I need to be ready each Friday morning, but rarely do I get a chance.
I'm the emergency keeper.
Right. In the event that
both of you guys go down.
Then you have to, and you have to prepare as well.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Every week.
But I don't do it, to be quite honest with you.
All right, so here we go. We have the three candidates. Candidate number one is Jason Killer Kellison. He was producing the shake joint this weekend, and Sean Bass was out. Well, speaking of shake voice, boy, are you going to hear it from Killer here. Sean was out, so it was Jake and Old Monty. And they were talking baseball prospects. And here's yet another example of somebody on the show not paying attention to the show and then jumping in with something that was just said. And listen to Killer's shake voice when he joins the program.
I wonder if it was not that it makes any difference, but you do. I think back to what was the guy that we always used to compare and contrast Profar with? The Cardinal.
Oscar Tavares. Yeah.
It does seem that young players, and oftentimes in Latin America, Central America, do have like a penchant for driving 150 miles an
hour. Yeah, because he died in the Dominican Republic. 25.
Wasn't there Cardinals, like a star player that was coming up in St. Louis a couple years ago that died in... Jerks. This is a serious question. I had this exact same situation a couple years ago. He was their star stud coming up, and he passed. He got killed in a car accident the same way.
We know.
I don't know what to say.
We know.
Oh, shoot. So.
Now, I wasn't sure if he was joking. Because
I thought he was at first. I
was actually trying
to
confirm.
You were looking at me.
I was trying to confirm to make sure that it was true that Ventura was in the car. I was trying to confirm.
Did you take your headphones off?
No, he didn't.
Focused in on finding to confirm it.
And you would think once he saw us look at each other, that's the look of we just said that, and he kept going.
Right.
Incredible.
It is so painful to listen to him try to talk.
So.
Oh.
I mean, as soon as he came on to the program, his voice was shaking.
Yes. He's the only guy that you can hear forehead sweat in his voice.
Oh, man, I love that. All right, one more time. Let's listen for the very unsure delivery of Killer.
I wonder if it was not that it makes any difference, but you do. I think back to what was the guy that we always used to compare and contrast Profar with? The Cardinal.
Oscar Tavares. Yeah.
It does seem that young players, and oftentimes in Latin America, Central America, do have like a penchant for driving 150 miles an
hour. Yeah, because he died in the Dominican Republic. 25.
Wasn't there Cardinals, like a star player that was coming up in St. Louis a couple years ago that died in... Jerks. This is a serious question. I had this exact same situation a couple years ago. He was their star stud coming up, and he passed. He got killed in a car accident the same way.
We know.
I don't know what to say.
We know.
Oh, shoot.
He was their star stud coming up, and he was passed. Oh, that's classic Killer.
Gosh, we need to get copies of Killer's wedding video just to hear those vowels being said. There had to be so much shake voice.
as his father-in-law looks on disapprovingly.
Right, his very well-off, refined father-in-law. His killer's up there. Hi, Killer Callison, take you.
All right, candidate number two is T.C. Fleming.
Uh-oh.
From our midday ticker shift. T.C. was talking NBA basketball, and he was talking about the Nuggets and the Knicks. He combines those two.
No.
For a very, very unfortunate moment, and then swerves all over the road afterwards.
Oh. Rick Carlisle indicates there's some chance Andrew Boga could be back tomorrow against the Knicks. Goodness gracious. We'll know today whether or not they see today Boga can practice. The Mavericks are 4-2 in his absence. The Patriots in their 7th Super Bowl, the Brady Belichick era. Tom Brady values the spot that he's in.
Wow.
Oh, because he's just hit the verbal nuclear button.
He came so close to an N-bomb.
Oh, gosh.
And then shocked himself. What did he say? Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
wow.
Goodness gracious.
Goodness gracious.
And then just swerved everywhere for the rest of the ticker.
And later in the ticker, after playing audio, you can hear him talk to the other room, but he has his mic on and goes, it's a little late now, because they were asking if they wanted to dump it.
Gosh.
Oh, good.
He formally apologize on Twitter, I hope, didn't he? Isn't he doing an apology tour now, and he's promising to take sensitivity courses?
We don't do that anymore.
Oh.
All right, one more time.
Rick Carlisle indicates there's some chance Andrew Boga could be back tomorrow against the Knicks. Goodness gracious. We'll know today whether or not they see today Boga can practice. The Mavericks are 4-2 in his absence. The Patriots in their 7th Super Bowl, the Brady Belichick era. Tom Brady values the spot that he's in.
Brogut?
Wow. Brogut, yeah. Huh.
What a great nickname, by the way.
Brogut?
Yeah.
All right, that's TC, candidate number two. And candidate number three is George Dunham, who is out again today battling the flu. On Wednesday, he was starting to feel bad, and maybe that's what caused this moment during crosstalk with Norm and Donnie when George went to screensaver.
And 96.7 FM, The Tick.
All right, tomorrow is Thursday, and we'll have Troy Aikman on the show at 7:55. Hope to see a guys' night out tonight in Frisco. Yeah, starts with the Hardline at 3 o'clock.
You all
Sorry,
right?
No, I just had a sunspot. I just lost satellite reception there for about 3 seconds.
Got pixelated.
Well, I was
going to
say
bit.
It started at like 6 or 7, but no, it starts at 3.
Did you lose personal satellite reception?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
From my brain to my mouthpiece. But Norm and Donnie are here.
Why is it always funny when somebody goes to screensaver mode?
It just is. I mean, they just completely freeze up. They just seize up and they have to Control-Alt-Delete.
All right, so George is candidate number three. So let's vote. Is it Killer Kellison, T.C. Fleming, or Giorgio? 888-787-1310.
Just be extra careful voting for T.C.
Please.
Okay.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break? I said, hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break? And now you vote.
Yes, I would like to vote responsibly for Thomas Charles. How the hell do I still have a job with the ticket for me?
Hey, it's not his official nickname.
It's a pretty good one, though.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, guys. How are y'all doing?
Doing well.
I'm sitting here at Oak Lawn in Cedar Springs right now.
Okay.
And George is here with me.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So George is not in bed right now. He's in your car?
Correct.
And what's happening? It sounds like you're experiencing some pleasure.
Some anal issues are going on.
Okay, thank you, sir. Thank you.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Good morning, gentlemen. This is Killer, and I failed, and I will leave you alone.
Okay. It's Killer voting for himself, I'm assuming.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
There's no question. It's TC, right?
Okay. That's your vote. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Who do you want to vote for?
so many good candidates. You are all my star studs, but give me TC.
Star stud.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
TC?
All right.
Okay. Thank you.
Hi, you're on America's favorite radio station. Who do you vote for?
But, your blick.
What?
What?
What'd
you
say?
Don't want to go to South Africa. Your blick.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who do you vote for? Hi, you're on the ticket. Who do you vote for?
Yeah, I'd like a 12-count chicken nugget meal with a Diet Coke.
Okay, thank you. And we have a winner.
Wow.
We got through that relatively unscathed, so that's good that it was a quick vote. Almost unanimous, the winner this week, T.C. Fleming.
Rick Carlisle indicates there's some chance Andrew Boga could be back tomorrow against the Knicks. Goodness gracious. We'll know today when whether or not they see today Broga can practice. The Mavericks are 4-2 in his absence. The Patriots in their 7th Super Bowl, the Brady Belichick era. Tom Brady values the spot that he's in.
Hey, Jerry.
What an all-out tailspin that was.
Were you on the board for that?
No, that's mine. Note.
Okay, because it was funny how the music came down quickly.
No, I found
to
about,
accentuate
I found
his problems.
Yeah.
That's such a sorry, subtle move, too. Pull the music down real quick. It makes a guy feel so much more alone and exposed.
Goodness gracious.
It's like the board op is saying, you're going to find your way out of this without any help.
Right, yes. The whole world has dissolved around you.
No music to cover.
Just you, all alone.
All right, what win is that for TC?
20th win for the human landmine.
Okay.
20, wow.
Should be a lot more.
That's a lot and not that long of a time.
No. We'll
all right,
get there.
Congratulations, TC.